Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. And may I have your zip code, please, so I can attempt to locate your account?
48324.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
48324.
48324. Thank you. One moment, if you don't mind. Be right with you. Okay, you said 48324 and your first and last name.
Trudy Morse.
Thank you. I have an account pulled up. If you can verify for me, please, your address.
6385 Willow Road, West Bloomfield, Michigan, 48324. I have a charge on my credit card for $5.97, but I really don't know what it's for.
Okay, it looks like you ordered the smartwatch and the earbuds.
The what?
You ordered a smartwatch and earbuds.
What is earbuds?
Earbuds, AIRBUDS.
What is that?
Let's see, let me check for you.
Smartwatch, okay.
But it looks like you already called in and canceled. Let's see, one moment. Okay, earbuds, they're wireless earbuds.
Is, well, that's a different number. I have here,
but you called in canceled on the 9th of December.
Well, I've been charged on my account for it.
You were charged the shipping and handling. So we didn't ship that item. Hold on for one moment. Okay, so it looks like it was not shipped.
Okay.
Okay, and how can I help you?
Well, if you didn't ship it, you shouldn't be charging me for a shipping charge.
One moment. Okay, was able to credit the $5.97. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
Okay, did you just do that now?
I did.
Okay. All right, then. I don't remember even ordering this, so
yes, you called in. Looks like you called in the day you placed the order, and you informed the representative you only wanted the watch, you didn't want the earbuds, and they canceled out the account. They just forgot to credit the $5.97.
Okay, well, I don't remember doing this, but I was just trying to check to see if someone's using my card. They shouldn't be. So, okay, then if you're giving me a credit for it, then we're all set.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.